Our Perry-Lecompton locker room chat continues here tonight. KNCA 103.9 FM. It's brought to you by First State Bank. We're on to the boys' side, and Cause Boys basketball coach Matt Simmons joins us each and every week like he does. And, you know, Coach, it's been a good year to this point. You sit at 6-2. You do suffer, though, your first loss in league play. Boy, Holton's been very tough this year, and they showed it Tuesday night. What a battle it was, 56-52. You know, the Wildcats coming up on the right side of it. But just take us through that one a little bit on Tuesday night and just the grind that it really was in that game.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a really tough game. We're, you know, somewhat evenly matched. We knew it was going to kind of, you know, you'd look ahead and you think what, you know, what could happen. And we kind of thought it could come down to the wire. And, you know, they kind of were in control for most of the game. I think they were up 9 or 11 at one point, going into halftime up 7. And Tyson Snyder had 18 on us in the first half and just had his way with us and had a hard time getting him stopped. And then, you know, coming out of halftime, we made some adjustments and battled back. And, you know, midway through the fourth quarter, it was a tie game. And we were battling a lot of foul trouble. We had guys who were doing a lot of reaching, a lot of pushing, and a lot of shoving instead of playing fundamental sound defense. And so we had three different guys foul out, and they stepped up and hit a bunch of free throws down the stretch to close the game, which is, you know, what you're supposed to do to win, and they did that. And they hit a big shot to put them up 3, and then we turned it over, and they came and made more free throws. So they ended up pulling away. Credit to them. They were ready to go. They were fired up. They had a really good energy that we struggled to match for a little bit, and we made it a good game and learned a lot about ourselves last night.
Well, and things certainly don't get any easier coming up on Friday as Sabetha rolls into town, a top two team in Class 3A, and they get another win earlier this week to stay unbeaten. They got length. They got some athleticism. What really stands out about this Blue Jays team, and how do you feel like your team matches up with them?
Yeah, they just have 5 college athletes that are in their starting lineup, whether they're, you know, if they decide to go or not. You know, I know Matt Garber is going to go play at Doan, and I'd imagine, you know, Davis Roque ends up somewhere, and a couple kids who are juniors, and, you know, whether they play football or basketball or decide to go at all, they just have that talent and that skill level. And you could tell this group's just played together for a long time. They mesh really well. They share the ball extremely well. A lot of size, very, very high capable shooters, all around, really. And, you know, everything you see on them is they're winning by pretty good margins. They fill it up from every different spot. It could be anybody's night. That makes a team really dangerous. And that's why they're the number, you know, 2 and team in the state. And we've got to be ready to go. I think we have some size as well. I think we can shoot it. We've got to do a better job of not rushing shots, and I've kind of talked about it on a weekly basis that we put up some pretty bad shots sometimes, and you almost let the defense out of it without having to work very hard when you just come down and pull up a bad shot. And so we've just got to learn from some mistakes, and we're going to have to play our absolute best if we want to compete on Friday.
How much do you change, or if you change anything? You know, you guys and Sabetha can certainly fill it up in bunches, can score at a high rate, and it seems like this game could be up and down, pretty high scoring. Is that how you want it? Do you really want to slow it down, keep it in the 40s more so than the 50s and 60s? I mean, what's kind of the strategy that you're looking at preparing for this one?
Yeah, I think that you're going to throw out some different defenses at them and just see what's working that night. You know, if your man-to-man's not working and they're just kind of shredding it, you change it up and just see what works and see how – what. You know, there's someone over there is going to have a good night. And so you got to do your best to try and take that away and maybe make someone else make some plays. And I don't know if you can really look ahead and determine it's going to be a 40-point game or, you know, in the 60s or 70s because, you know, sometimes they get hot and next thing you know, they've hit 4 or 5 threes in a row and, you know, the score is going to go up, up, and up. And then you got to kind of rush and push it and transition and stuff to try and keep up with their scoring. So I think we're going to rely on our defense. We're going to have to rebound the ball. And we're just going to have to be fired up and ready and have some pride and want to really battle with a state championship caliber team.
It's going to be a lot of fun on Friday. Perry-Lecompton hosting Sabetha. We'll have those games on KNZA, also on the Sabetha channel over at msccsports.net. But a great boys game coming up on Friday, Cause and Blue Jays. That is Matt Simmons joining us, Perry-Lecompton boys basketball coach. Team off that loss again to Holton. Then we'll turn right around getting Sabetha on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yep, thanks.